kicked me in the noogies. A perfect shot. The pain exploded through me. I bent over and puked and didn't care about anything else in the world. He hit me in the back of the head. I went down, rooted up a little pavement with my chin. Somebody got onto me and forced me to lay out flat, face down. He was not gentle. I wiggled a couple fingers by way of fighting back. He was not impressed. He twisted one arm up behind me till I thought it was going to break, then whispered in my ear, "I don't want you tromping around in my life, boy. You hear?" I did not answer. He twisted my arm a little more. I let out a yell, proving I was getting my wind back faster than I thought. "You hear me, boy?"
"Yeah."
"Next time I even see you or one of your buddies, they're going to be picking up pieces all over Orr, you understand?"
"Yeah."
"You tell that slit she don't mind her own business. She's going to be up to her twat in Grays. You listening?"
"Yeah."
"Good." He hit me on the head again. I don't know why, maybe because my skull is as thick as my old man used to tell me it was. He didn't put me all the way out. I lay there powerless but aware as he drew a knife across my left cheek. Then he got up and went away. And my only companions were pain, nausea, and humiliation. After a while, I got my feet under me and stumbled off to find Raven. I hadn't been whipped up on so bad since I was a kid. The slash burned like hell, but wasn't as bad as I'd feared. I actually found them pretty easy, considering. Only took me about 15 minutes. There was a little light now from a big fire burning down south. Later, I found out they were getting rid of the bodies of the first 100 people to die from the cholera. The twins must have anticipated epidemics. They'd had the engineers save all the scrap lumber from the demolished buildings. I stumbled over Raven is how I found him. He was out cold. He had a slash just like mine. The torque was about 10 feet away and just starting to twitch and make noises. He had been cut too. So had Smiley. Twice. The second cut was about 4 inches below the first, ran from ear to ear, and was the last wound he'd ever suffer. They'd done a number on us, all right. Raven hadn't gotten him a swift kick, but a good whack on the head. He was still rocky, as we reported. His hand shook badly as he tried to sign to Darlin. "One man, I think. Took us by surprise." He was embarrassed. I don't think I ever saw him embarrassed like that before. But he never got took like that before, either. I was embarrassed when my turn came because I had to report every word the man had said. I was afraid I was going to have to explain a couple of them. She surprised me, for the 100th time, by not being as ignorant as I expected. Silent touched his cheek. Signed, Queensbridge. Darling nodded. I had to ask. Silent signed. "When we fought the Night Stalkers at Queensbridge, they took 18 prisoners. They marked them all on the left cheek and turned them loose." What the hell? Could the soldiers